Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
Back to Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have a lot of news to get to, but I need to open with something that is crucial. The number one cancer killer is lung cancer. And we seem to fail when it comes to regular screening. And I think less than, 15% of the population is screened appropriately for lung cancer who are eligible for screening. So joining us right now is Dr. Daniel Boffa, American College of Surgeons, Commission on Cancer, to talk to us about lung cancer screening and how crucial it is. Dr. Boffa, thank you so much for joining us.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Wow. I know. It's just startling how common lung cancer can be still, and we just don't have enough, individuals getting access to screening and being screened. Talk to us about what's going on.
So lung cancer is a disease that's primarily of smokers. So about 87% of lung cancer happens in somebody who's a current or former smoker. One out of seven lung cancers is in somebody who's a lifetime non-smoker, who's never smoked. And there are genetic reasons for that, and there are some environmental exposures like radon. But it really is the smoking population that's at highest risk. And so lung cancer screening is a CT scan that's performed annually in people who are eligible. And if you're 50 or older and are a current or former smoker, you really need to have a conversation with your primary. If you're eligible, the screening CT scan, getting a scan every year, will reduce your chances of dying of lung cancer by 20%. That is by far our most potent weapon against lung cancer. And so the scan finds cancers when they're early, before they do dangerous things, before they spread. And that's a time when the treatment is the easiest on patients. The problem, as you mentioned, is that of the people who are eligible, most people are not getting screened. So it's probably closer to around 10% of people who are eligible are actually getting the scans. That's very different than, say, breast or colon cancer, where over 70% of people who are eligible actually are screened. If we could get lung cancer to move up in the ballpark of colon and breast, if we just said that if half the people who were eligible actually got the scan, we would save 20,000 lives every year in the United States. It just takes 300 scans to save a life.
It is so true. And insurance will cover it for those who qualify, correct?
That's right. So if you're eligible, and the eligibility, it's age-based, so 50 or older, but it also does vary depending on how many packs a day you smoked and for how long and when you last smoked. So if you're 50 or older and are a current or former smoker, ask your primary if you're eligible. If you are eligible, the vast majority of insurance pays for it, so including Medicare and Medicaid. And if you don't have insurance, most programs have a way of getting it covered for you. So really, cost shouldn't be the issue.
When we speak about former smokers, Dr. Boffa, how much into the past would you recommend? Somebody who smoked as a kid, somebody who smoked at least 15 years, or somebody where, let's say it's been 20 years since they last picked up a cigarette. What do you recommend in terms of former smokers?
Well, it's a great question. So a lot of people think, well, I haven't smoked in a long time. I haven't gotten lung cancer yet. So why would I get screened? And the thing is, it does take a while for some lung cancers to develop. And so right now, it's really if people have smoked in the past 15 years. However, we've just opened up the eligibility criteria a fair bit just in the past 18 months. And so I think because it's kind of a moving target, if you're 50 or older and have ever smoked or currently smoke, ask your primary and ask every year, because it is something that is changing, just to make sure that if you slip, you're not eligible now, if you slip into that eligibility criteria, that you get to take advantage of the yearly scan.
So true. We've made some huge advancements and push to start to lower the amount of population who's smoking, but as a result, we have more of the population now smoking marijuana, unfiltered, vape pens. Do you anticipate, with your background, that we're going to still see high cases of lung cancer, even with the other smoking modalities?
So I think it's too early to tell with vaping and with marijuana. I think that as policy has loosened on marijuana smoking, I think my suspicion is we're going to get a larger group of people who are exposed to that smoke at much higher levels. And it's a combination of how much you're exposed to and for how long. But my guess is it's going to take us several years to really see the group that sort of is exposed at that rate. Vaping, I think the problem with vaping is that it is being used as a gateway for the youth to get to tobacco smoke. I think that it's clearly a problem in the young. Now, people that use vaping to stop tobacco smoking, I think that is a good thing. Mm-hmm. You just have to be careful, because the vaping, you can control the nicotine a little bit more. And so there are some people that actually are exposing themselves to more nicotine through vaping than they would have through traditional smoking. So I think it is a bit of a gray area.
Mm-hmm. How can my listeners find out more information?
So we have a website. The first thing is ask your doctor. Your doctor can talk to you about the scan. It's a 2 or 3 minute thing. They can talk to you about what happens if they find something. I can tell you that the lung cancer treatment has never been easier on patients, and it's never been more effective. So surgery is through smaller incisions. The chemotherapy is easier. We have targeted therapy and immunotherapy. But if you want more information, the American College of Surgeons has a website, which is www.facs.org/lung.
Fantastic. Dr. Boffa, thank you so much. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon, or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. And even though Dallas did fantastic this week, we're not going to mention the Dallas crushing because they played the Minnesota Vikings, and the network is in Minnesota. So we're just going to be like, oh, good game. Good game. My Dallas did really, really good. Good boys. Anyway, we got Thanksgiving coming up. And some of us celebrated Friendsgiving this weekend. It was great. We have a group of friends, a part of the Gentlemen's League, that charity I spoke to you about that does amazing things. They had their Friendsgiving. I think it was about like 60, 70 people were there. And we all ate turkey and stuffing and I don't know, gosh, there was a beef brisket and chili and, oh my God, all sorts of good foods. I love potluck because I cook the same boring foods. And all of a sudden somebody makes an asparagus dip and you're like, damn, you know, or they make some really good stuffing or a pumpkin pie. So I was like, whoa. Okay, so it was pretty, pretty good. The problem is when you eat a big Thanksgiving meal or a holiday meal, you get constipated. You could also get bloated. And then you feel like crap the next few days. Now, I did try to pace myself, but it's really, really hard when there's all this good food and the food is really good. And you know you're not going to eat that good because your cooking stinks. And you're like, well, you know, maybe I'll just have a little bit more. I love dark meat turkey. White meat turkey to me is too dry, but dark meat is so yummy. You know, and then, you know, there was open bar and then the desserts. Oh, my God, it was so good. But the problem is I always get, every single year, people bloated, people constipated, bowel obstructions, all sorts of stuff after Thanksgiving, and it really is avoidable. And people think, well, no, you can't avoid it because you have to eat Thanksgiving dinner. You can't turn food down. There's a bunch of things you could do. All right, so first of all, when it does come to Thanksgiving, all right, and you're at the family's house or whatever, you need to be relaxed. There's something about eating and stress. Most of my bowel issues really worsened when I was in training doing 36-hour shifts. And my doctor said it's because you're eating on the run, you're stressed, you have to talk to somebody about, you know, a surgery or somebody died, and you're going back and forth and you're running and you're getting yelled at by your attendings and your senior residents, and you know, that's not the way to eat. You need to relax and you need to eat slow. Now, for some people, Thanksgiving is that. It's a big party. It's fun. For others, it's a little stressful because you got family. You got in-laws. You got things brought up. You are waiting to sneak off to see the Dallas game this Thursday, and you can't because they decided to start dinner, you know, right when the game started. And so Thanksgiving can be stressful. The other thing, too, is the travel. If you're not able to travel until Wednesday night, you are going to be coming into Thanksgiving an absolute mental mess with all the delays and the cancellations and sitting there waiting. And then your kid starts getting pink eye or somebody was coughing next to you. And now you're starting to feel your throat getting dry and all. And you know, so one is try to limit the stress. So, for example, if you really want to see the game, maybe tape it. Or what I like to do is I could sometimes get it on my phone. Remember NFL app had free phone football? Well, now they don't anymore. But there are some other sites that I think you could get the game. So maybe have the game going on. And you got to sit next to like-minded individuals. You don't always have to sit where they tell you. You know, you find your football buddies. And you go, okay, dudes, you know, I haven't seen you guys in forever. Oh, my gosh. And then as you guys are talking, you just happen to slide into the seat with the people, and you go, I got the football on the phone, so let's go there. Make sure you're at the end of the table. Make sure you have some napkins to cover it so you can still keep an eye on the game. It does wonders. Number two, eat less. All right? You do not have to, as soon as you see the turkey, grab the big, you know, leg and all that. Grab some pieces. Now, I know you guys are like, but it's going to be so good. Ask ahead of time and say, look, I got tummy issues. All right? I listened to the Dr. Dahlia show. They'd be like, well, okay, that's a problem right there. Say, look, I want to save it for later. I can't eat it all in one sitting. I have to really limit my amounts. Can I put part of my portion in a bag? Or put it on your plate and then say, I better wrap this up. And then you have food later. You don't have to eat everything right at 2 or right at 5. And because you want to save room. The big problem with Thanksgiving dinner is people look to see if you tried their food, whether it's Friendsgiving, Thanksgiving, Christmas dinner, Hanukkah, whatever. So somebody brings something and you look at it and you're like, oh God, how do I look like I ate that? Well, first, take a portion of it and put it on the plate. If you don't take a portion, you know, because some people might be just looking to see if you grabbed a portion of it. Like, oh good, they took some of it. That means it looked good. And you're like, oh God. Okay, but then you got to figure out how to eat it. So get a dark, something that looks similar in color. A lot of times Thanksgiving food is brown and orange. So maybe get some of the sweet potatoes or the pumpkin pie and mix it all into whatever tastes like crap. And make sure it looks mixed because then it kind of insinuates that you really dug in there. But remember, small portion. Otherwise, you have a big chunk of their casserole or whatever they made that you didn't like, and then it's almost it's so noticeable. So make sure it's a little bit. You go, oh man, I ate all that. That casserole was damn good. Now you gotta be careful about lying, because the problem is if you don't give negative feedback, they make the same crap year after year. So this is how you handle that. I know we're supposed to talk about constipation, but honestly, this is how you handle. If somebody keeps bringing something to Thanksgiving dinner that tastes like crap, what you do is say, you know what? This is what I would do. And I'm a liar. I'm a good liar. I'd be like, okay, I can't make a casserole worth a damn. I want to do this. I need to do this. Will you let me do the casserole? You know, Betty, you made a damn good casserole. Give me your recipe, but I'm not going to copy it because this is your recipe, but I have to do this. I've never made a good one. I want to be casserole lady next year. Now, there's a very good chance that everybody at the table are going to be like, oh, God, thank God. Whew, please, Betty, please. Please, you know, right? You can definitely help her out and pass the baton on that one. So I think that's good to say, look, this is going to be my New Year's resolution to overcome my fears of being a crappy casserole maker. Let me do it. And then, I mean, you practice that sucker and you make it good. If your casserole is that good the following year, all right, and you think Betty is going to get all ticked, all right, what you have to do is when you serve and go, guys, this is nothing like nothing like Betty's casserole. I got to tell you, I couldn't make it as good, but I mean, I tried, and you know, I'm really delicate. I have an inferiority complex. I'm going to be upset if you don't like it, but please give me the truth. And then when people are like, okay, damn, that's good, then Betty might be like, you know what, make it again. You know, it'll make you feel better. I'm like, thank you. You know, let them think that you are about to have a major mental health crisis if you don't get to manage a casserole. And then you get to do the casserole, now you're done with Betty's casserole. Am I right or am I right? So come to me for more tips, because I think there's a lot of ways we could get around, you know, bad Thanksgiving food at a Thanksgiving meal. Okay, but the problem is you're constipated. So things that will constipate you in that meal is the fat. So if you have a fatty turkey or fatty ham or fatty brisket, the fat is really hard to digest. Have you ever accidentally chewed on something that had fat in it? And you kept chewing on the fat, and the fat was just never, that's the same problem with your bowels. So try to get the leanest of the meat, even if it's going to be white meat instead of dark meat. For those of us that have onion intolerances, right, I eat onions and I need vino. Did I tell you guys? You guys should know all that. Do I have to go back to the vino story? Well, anyway, I developed a food intolerance to onions. I love onions. I have to put onions in everything I eat, but onions, for some reason, I can't break it down. I don't have the enzyme. So I have vino. Get some vino. If you have an intolerance to beans or onions or certain foods, sometimes these digestive enzymes can help. Probiotics may actually make you less bloated and less irritable, have less irritable bowel. That might help as well. And then water. You've got to drink a lot of water. The big problem with Thanksgiving is the alcohol is out there, and you're like, okay, I gotta deal with the alcohol. And you're like, I'm gonna pass on the water because I have my Jack and Coke and I have my wild turkey, and that's the turkey I'm bringing, wild turkey, to Thanksgiving. So water, drink a lot of water. Make sure if you know you're gonna be completely constipated, maybe take a little magnesium citrate. That might help. Then the other problem is that don't just sit after Thanksgiving. You need to move. Don't sit on a plane for 10 hours. So make sure you move a lot. There's other tips, but we'll start with that. 1-877-DR-SALLY. Don't go away.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I used an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week, but my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Meadow Whey, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Meadow Way has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Meadow Way can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Two mass shootings in the span of 4 days has President Joe Biden renewing calls for an assault weapons ban. While visiting a firehouse in Nantucket, Massachusetts, Thanksgiving morning, the president criticizes the sale of assault weapons in the United States.
The idea we still allow semi-automatic weapons to be purchased is sick. Just sick. It has no social redeeming value. Zero. None. Not a single solitary rationale for it except profit for the gun manufacturer.
TSA says 7 million passengers have gone through security at the nation's airports since Monday. They say that more than 2.4 million people went through security Wednesday as they made their way to their Thanksgiving destination. Thanks for listening and happy Thanksgiving. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this was a real tragic weekend. Five people dead, 25 injured, when a man comes in and shoots up a Colorado Springs gay club. He is a 22-year-old suspect who had been arrested last year for a bomb threat. Not sure how. Things didn't transition to him being, you know, not out there or not, being able to enter this club with an AR-15 style rifle. But this is now causing a lot of finger pointing on what went wrong Colorado's red flag gun law. He was able to evade that. So to review what happened, five people were killed when he opened fire at a Colorado Springs club. It was called the Club Q. 25 people injured. The suspect is Anderson Lee Aldrich, 22 years old. He entered the club before midnight and fired an unknown number of bullets from the AR-15 style long rifle before he was tackled to the ground by two patrons who were there. From what I understand, they beat him with his own gun. Really brave, brave. Thank God that people were able to jump. More could have died. It's amazing the bravery people have to be able to jump the shooter. Aldrich is now in protective custody at a local hospital for his injuries. He was previously arrested for making a bomb threat in June 2021, but was never formally charged. Now, one of the witnesses there, Joshua Thurman, 34 years old, told reporters that he had been dancing on the dance floor when he first heard about four or five gunshots. People originally thought, again, that there were, fireworks. He said he heard no shouts of help. The music was going on. Then he heard more shots and saw the flash from the muzzle of the gun. When I realized what was going on, he said, I ran to the dressing room immediately. There was a customer that followed me. There was a drag performer, Delusional, who was also in the dressing room. I made them lock the doors, and we got down on the floor, cut out the lights immediately. From their hiding spot, they said they could hear everything. We heard more shots fired. We heard the assailant be beat up by someone who I assume tackled him. We heard the police come in. We heard them yelling at him. We heard them say, check certain people because they're critical. We heard everything. He said, and all I could think about is everything, my life, just everything, friends, family, loved ones. By the time they got out of the dressing room, he saw bodies on the ground. There was broken glass, blood. I lost friends. Now, I got to tell you, this is just horrifying. I think one thought that starts to come to your mind is if you are able to run and hide and then turn around and lock the door, I mean, my instinct would be let as many people in, max it, and then close the door. But then how do you decide when to close the door as people are trying to run and find safety? I don't want to be the one. And I know you have to do what you can to save as many people, save who's around you. But I would be, and not, this isn't their fault, but this is one of the split second things that we don't think about that we're going to have to make a decision on, is if you are able to get somewhere and then get yourself into a room and shelter in place, when you lock it, you could be locking out other people that are also trying to find safety and trying to evade being killed. And I would feel guilty locking the door and not letting anybody else in, but then on the flip side, you let the shooter in, you're dead. It's not an easy decision. I would be like, okay, get in here. Okay, now I'm going to close it. But if somebody's knocking, say, let me in, that's, we talk about shelter in place all the time, like with schools and all that. And they say, all right, lock yourself in the classroom, lock yourself in the office room, barricade the door, lock it up. You're assuming everybody innocent is already locked up. Well, if somebody knocks on the door and says, let me in, please help, help, I'm stuck, help. How do you know if that's the killer or that's somebody that was in the bathroom, comes out of the bathroom, and now finds themselves in a hallway with a shooter and can't get into a room for safety? I think about stuff like that, and it's nerve-wracking because you just, you want to survive, but the last thing you want to do is be the person that didn't allow somebody to get to safety either. But it was mass chaos, and they did what they had to do, it's five people died, but thank God more didn't. So he was there. This gentleman was there to celebrate his birthday when the gunman entered the nightclub. This is many people in the LGBTQ community in Colorado Springs consider like a home. And he was able to kill multiple people until he was stopped. So apparently he was arrested for threatening his mom last year with a homemade bomb. No formal charges were ever made. Guy's 22 years old. So there's supposed to be this red flag gun law. NPR is discussing how a year and a half before he was arrested, neighbors had to evacuate. He threatened his mom with his homemade bomb. Bomb squad came in. Crisis negotiators talked to him. But there was no public record. The prosecutors moved forward. The charges would have been felony kidnapping and menacing charges. They said no evidence that police or relatives tried to trigger the red flag law that would have allowed authorities to seize the weapons and ammo that the man's mother said he had with him. So this is also going to be a topic where if, you know, when to seize someone's weapons. We have rights, and we don't want authorities to use certain excuses to seize our weapons when they're not valid. It's dangerous. And on the flip side, though, if you have somebody, and it's always playing Monday morning quarterback with this, when you have somebody that kills multiple people, you're going to be asking, why the hell did he have a gun? Why did, when he was in police custody, or police were, you know, at his house, when he triggered a red flag, how did this happen? And I don't know what the answer is. You know, if he wasn't formally charged, if he wasn't, and you're innocent until proven guilty, if police didn't feel that that was an actual crime, then he didn't commit a crime. We can't, you know, take weapons away from anybody that's been accused. But if there were witnesses, and maybe they found the, you know, and he threatened, and you have enough witnesses, doesn't that constitute a crime? So this is something that's going to now pervade the headlines on, you know, how do you go back in time and identify those who could possibly be mass killers and stop them. Now, when you look at Idaho and the four students who were stabbed, that was a stabbing. You know, it wasn't a shooting. And then we're going to also be talking about how there was a driver who plowed through, I think it was a Apple store in an SUV, kills somebody, injures 10 people. This was an Apple store outside Boston. So, I mean, you know, individuals could use anything as a weapon. You know, so what, do you take away their car? Do you take away, I mean, when they're going to make a weapon, they're going to make a weapon. Look at this guy that drove wrong way, purposely, I believe, allegedly, to mow down these police recruits. I mean, what are we going to do from a red flag standpoint? If you have somebody with severe mental illness or somebody who has this potential to be violent or to not have, you know, their brain straight and could cause mass mayhem and killing, you know, should we, you know, have more of a approach to, you know, maybe mental health or putting them in facilities? Because they're going to use a car, they're going to use a knife, they're going to use a gun, they're going to use whatever. Us having laws saying, well, what we're going to do is we're going to remove any guns that they currently have that day. Well, they could get another gun or a knife or a car the next day. Maybe we need to do a better job of when we do identify people with mental illness and they've already brought up violence, we do a better job of treating them, reforming them. It's a tough topic. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
There we go. Yeah, you can tell that was from all the turkey I had. Oh my gosh. You know, we had our Friendsgiving, had a lot of turkey, had a lot of leftovers. These people say you're in a turkey coma after one of those. For some reason, I don't speak straight. I'm really nervous, and you guys have to. It's frustrating because being a doctor and teaching you guys about stroke signs, I don't want to have some sort of a verbal faux pas and everybody calling 911 and all the ambulances coming because they think I have a stroke. But then on the flip side, if I do ever, in the middle of the show, just start to garble, that could be a sign of a stroke because you can't, it's called aphasia, where you can't get the words out that you want to say. And it's scary. So, you know, I'll tell you, if I don't snap back and tell you guys I'm good, all right, call 911. And they'll know where I am. Everybody knows where I am in Las Vegas. Hey, Dr. Dahlia in Las Vegas, Nevada, find her, please. She's garbling on the radio. Okay, so we're going to have a guest join us soon. The Medicare open enrollment and Advantage plans, we know this is a very confusing time. And our health care plans have to be decided soon. So as we're waiting for our next guest, one of you had asked, does Medicare cover telemedicine? It does. But some of you are finding that it's not covering the same telemedicine platforms that your family member can join. I noticed that with my mother as well. I'm like, look, if you have an issue, just call MD Live or call Amwell or call whatever, you know, and she's like, it doesn't say I can. It says it covers telemedicine, but it doesn't say I could cover it covers a telemedicine company. And I'm not a very good reader. I don't like to read all the small words and all the fine print. I know that's not good because I'm sure there's people out there going, great, give her a contract fast. She won't read it. So if I'm trying to sign up for my insurance and you see the small print and it's paragraph after paragraph and page after page, yeah, it gets a little intimidating. So I completely understand that could be difficult. So you need to, when you look at these, one, know what it is you want. And then two, make sure it has it in there. You might even need to have somebody help read through the contract. But for when you see a company that says that they cover telehealth is a very broad term. That means if somebody helps you over the phone, they could bill for that and the insurance will pay. So that could be your provider. That could be the provider's nurse. That could be the, so let's say you have a physician that sees you, but they offer certain phone calls at a certain time of day. That would be a telehealth benefit. That doesn't necessarily mean you could access any of the telemedicine platforms out there. There's telemedicine platforms where you could get a random doctor. You call in. You could also ask for a specific doctor with some of these, but those platforms are where you call in and you say, look, I have a stomach pain, or I have chest pain, or I have a cut, or I want a doctor to take a look at it and tell me where to go or what to do. That is telemedicine as well, but it doesn't necessarily allow, you know, for anybody with any insurance. So you need to kind of, you know, read the fine line. So our guest is now with us, Medicare expert Gary Culp, Chief Growth Officer for Medicare Advantage at Cigna, to kind of talk to us about what's out there and what you should consider with your healthcare plan. Gary, so excited to have you on. Thank you so much.
And Dr. Dahlia, thank you so much for having me today.
Great. I think you've been on the show before. You're a wealth of information, and the deadline's coming up soon. Talk to us about what the Medicare annual enrollment period is and what we should be doing right now.
Absolutely. And again, thanks for having me back again. You're right. We were able to have this conversation before, and it's great to be able to be back and talk to your listeners again. So the Medicare annual election period is actually for folks on Medicare to take a look at what their plan is and, you know, look at the key aspects of, does this work for me this year? Is there things that I'd like to see different for the upcoming year? And it runs from October 15th through December 7th. And during that time period, it allows people to make those selections for the upcoming year.
Fantastic. And during COVID, they extended it to January. We have no plans. There's no plans for any extension. When December 7th comes, that's it, correct?
That's correct. Technically, there are a couple of things that might be a little bit different. So Medicare does allow for extension of the period based on, you know, different dynamics. For example, if someone moves or if there's a change in eligibility and such. But for the most part, most folks on Medicare should really look at that October 15th to the December 7th period as really being the, you know, a time of year where they need to look at what their plan options are for next year and make their selections out of the year.
And talk to us about the difference between Medicare Advantage and then regular Medicare.
So Medicare Advantage plans offer everything that traditional or original Medicare offers and more. So think of it from the perspective of, you know, taking all of what is covered under original Medicare, taking that coverage on a Medicare Advantage plan, and then adding things like transportation to help folks that need help getting to and from a doctor's appointment, for example, or dental coverage, vision coverage, hearing, even fitness programs to keep you well and active. So there's several things that are offered on many Medicare Advantage plans that are not offered on traditional Medicare. If I look at like Cigna Medicare Advantage plans, for example, many of them are offered with these additional benefits at no additional premium.
You know, it's interesting because when people look at Medicare Advantage, I wouldn't look at it as insurance because I think people do get their money back. When you look at all the additional extra costs, you definitely make good on your investment and then some. And this is something that because I've spoken to people saying, you know, look, are you also getting your additional coverage? They're like, oh, no. My financial expert said, no. This is actually something that is financially advantageous because there's a lot of things that Medicare doesn't cover that might fall under the basket of Medicare Advantage, correct?
Well, you know, you bring up affordability of healthcare, and it's so important. So I agree with you that people really should look at this from the perspective of, does it create more affordability for me to get, you know, really good coverage and additional benefits that are not covered under traditional Medicare and keep my healthcare more affordable? And there's also predictability to it as well, because the Medicare Advantage program, you know, as I mentioned, many of the plans, including the plans that Cigna offers, are at no additional premiums. So you don't have to worry about that additional cost, if you will, for that program. But then also there's predictable costs, like, for example, to go see a doctor where, you know, that be a copay for that doctor visit, so you know exactly how much you have to pay to go see the doctor. And they're nominal amounts. They're not large amounts. So in traditional Medicare, one of the things that I hear that, you know, Medicare beneficiaries are challenged with is how much am I going to pay for that doctor's visit? Because it's a, you know, it's a percentage of versus having a direct copay, which gives me some predictability around my cost. So affordability is really important, and I appreciate you bringing it up because it is a piece that people should be looking at in terms of their decision.
So in the last minute or so, Gary, what other tips do you have for our listeners when they shop for these plans?
You know, when you're taking a look, just know that there's, you know, help to help guide you in terms of, you know, working with what plan options are available, what might be best suited for you, what's important to you. So there's Medicare.gov, which is the Medicare website that has plan tool comparisons to look at different plans. There's CignaMedicare.com, and our website has a lot of information around, you know, healthcare options that Cigna offers, as well as it lists our toll-free number where you can actually talk to a live agent, and that toll-free number is 855-984-1401. Again, that's on our website at CignaMedicare.com. And I would say, you know, talk through what doctors are in the network, you know, what's covered in terms of prescription drugs and access to healthcare benefits, as well as those additional things like dental, vision, hearing, and fitness.
Love it. Gary, thank you so much. Can't wait to have you back. And thanks for all you do. And thanks, Cigna.
Thank you for having me again. Have a great day.
You too. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877, Dr. Ali.
For 20 years, I've been an afternoon napper, usually for about 30 minutes, but never longer than an hour. I justified this behavior by observing that animals take quiet times in the afternoon. All 5 cats go quiet, as does the dog. The chickens all sit quietly under a tree for about 90 minutes every afternoon. The wild birds say nor sing anything during this time. All goes quiet. Since beginning daily use of Your Way, I've not taken an afternoon nap, nor has the thought of taking one ever entered my mind. I'm single and homeschool my 3 children. I feel I'm a bit calmer and a bit more alert in managing them since using Green Meadow Way. Finally, I've been tortured with sciatic nerve pain for the last year. After months on Green Meadow Way, the improvement has been great, and I hope for a complete release from that energy and life-sucking malady.
Call 888-988-3322. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.